Bailey said. Exactly what is that, sir?
Why, the manner in which Solaria's culture is based on one existing in Earth's past.
Bailey sighed. If he didn't allow the other to get it off his chest, there might be very little cooperation thereafter. He said, And that is
Sparta,
said Quemot, lifting his head so that for a moment his white hair glistened in the light and seemed almost a halo.
I'm sure you've heard of Sparta.
Bailey felt relieved. He had been mightily interested in Earth's ancient past in his younger days. It was an attractive study to many Earthmen, an Earth supreme because it was an Earth alone, Earthmen the masters because there were no spacers. But Earth's past was a large one. Quemot might well have referred to some phase with which Bailey was unacquainted, and that would have been embarrassing. As it was, he could say cautiously, Yes, I've viewed films on the subject.
Good, good. Now, Sparta in its heyday consisted of a relatively small number of Spartiates, the only full citizens, plus a somewhat larger number of second-class individuals, the Pereisi, and a really large number of outright slaves, the Helots. The Helots outnumbered the Spartiates a matter of 20 to 1, and the Helots were men with human feelings and human failings. In order to make certain that a Helot rebellion could never be successful despite their overwhelming numbers, the Spartans became military specialists. Each lived the life of a military machine, and the society achieved its purpose. There was never a successful Helot revolt. Now, we human beings on Solaria are equivalent, in a way, to the Spartiates. We have our Helots, but our Helots aren't men but machines. They cannot revolt and need not be feared, even though they outnumber us 1,000 times as badly as the Spartans' human Helots outnumbered them. So we have the advantage of Spartiate exclusiveness without any need to sacrifice ourselves to rigid mastery. We can, instead, model ourselves on the artistic and cultural way of life of the Athenians, who were contemporaries of the Spartans, and who, Bailey said,
I've viewed films on the Athenians, too.
Quemot grew warmer as he spoke.
Civilizations have always been pyramidal in structure. As one climbs toward the apex of the social edifice, there is increased leisure and increasing opportunity to pursue happiness. As one climbs, one finds also fewer and fewer people to enjoy this more and more. Invariably, there is a preponderance of the dispossessed. And remember this, no matter how well off the bottom layers of the pyramid might be on an absolute scale, they are always dispossessed in comparison with the apex. For instance, even the most poorly off humans on Aurora are better off than Earth's aristocrats, but they are dispossessed with respect to Aurora's aristocrats, and it is with the masters of their own world that they compare themselves. So there is always social friction in ordinary human societies. The action of social revolution and the reaction of guarding against such revolution or combating it once it has begun, are the causes of a great deal of the human misery with which history is permeated.